Enona scowled at the stone arch, but her steps didn't falter as she strode toward the portal. Of all the duties assigned to her, this was her least favorite. Checking on the exiles. A bunch of wastrels, for the most part. She tugged uneasily at the odd, flimsy t-shirt, so thin she couldn't even conceal a knife beneath it. At least her thick blue pants had suitable pockets. Really, humans gave too little thought to protection. Most of them. With a wave to the portal guard, Enona marched straight through the invisible barrier to the veil. The mists closed around her, and her insides gave a sick lurch at the tumultuous energy buffeting her. She rubbed her hand across her stomach. The veil had grown worse since her last trip from Moronia to Earth. Strands of color whirled as though tossed by a gale, and the one she sought, the one that would guide her to her destination, slipped away several times before she grasped it with her magic. Latching tightly, Enona tugged with her power, a soft whoosh hissing through her lips as she slipped across boundless space. She swallowed against a rush of nausea. Gods, this was rougher than it should have been. Her eyes squeezed closed as the energy buffeted her, almost as though it wanted to shake her loose. It was like trying to cross flood-swelled rapids instead of a calm stream. As she neared her destination, she grasped for the substrand that would take her to the exit she needed. Finally, Enona stumbled through the other side of the portal. She reached out to steady herself against the nearby rock and blinked against the shift in light. The small crevice in the side of the bluff hid her from view, but it didn't block the afternoon sun. Enona leaned back against the warm stone to catch her breath. The last time she'd been through here, the area had been sparsely populated. How many Earth years had passed since then? Frowning, she did a quick calculation. At least 11, she thought, though she was no expert at time conversion. That was long enough for the humans to have built their settlements closer to the ridge. Bracing herself, Enona peeked around the edge of the crevice. To the left, the land sloped upward. Trees swayed in the breeze, and birds chirped softly, just as she remembered. She glanced right, down the hill curving away from the base of the bluff. Then she cursed. A neighborhood had sprung up near the bottom, the tidy human houses replacing the forest that had once reigned. She'd have to be more careful now.